kind of thing important to you? You know, how much is community involvement important for you and for the team, do you think?
Well, I think as players, we're really proud of the efforts that we put out on the field, but also the efforts that that the team supports us with in the community. And this was just a great opportunity that I had today to come out and just say thank you to our community partners, those groups that are doing such an amazing job around our city and around our state. And not only say thank you, shake them on the hand, pat them on the back, but also grant them some money. Over $17,000 today is really cool.
And that were you joking about having your own agency in there also, or is that?
I know did I say that? What did I say? My own agency.
Or your own charity that was maybe involved?
Oh, no. So I was a finalist for, what's the title of the award?
Community
Man of the Year, and I lost to Jared Cook, who's a really deserving guy. But basically, we did what we did here, the Titans did for the players. Somebody nominated people, somebody voted. So I know the feeling, because it was sort of funny when the third place winner is awarded, that's sort of like, you could possibly feel like, oh, that's last place. And that's kind of how, I guess I was just, sharing with the don't be let down if that happens. No, that was sort of funny, but I think it was Jared Cook this year, and obviously very deserving.
You touched on this earlier, too, about how getting more familiar with Nashville after being here for a couple of years. How is being involved in the community from your efforts and then seeing the work of others help you feel more at home here?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is that we've just learned so much about what's going on here, and then different charities that are involved in here that we've jumped in on board with here. In particular here, 147 Million Orphans is a charity that we had never heard of. We came here, and it seems like everyone that we know is touched by that organization in one way or another. But there are so many great charities and so many great people doing different things. And again, it just makes me proud that the team that I play for, the company that I work for, is just as excited about that kind of stuff as my family is.
Miss Bob, if you've been a homeless single mother of two children, and now she's helping others emerge from homelessness. What do you think about her story?
Well, we met great people all day today, but Renee's story is probably the most inspiring. I think she's a really deserving winner. I was struck by how they surprised her, said, hey, spontaneously, we need you to speak and say a few words, and it was the best speech you could have ever written. And so I think when your story is authentic and genuine, it comes across that way, and hers was wonderful. I think she's the perfect winner for this year's award.
Matt, I just want to ask you about today's National Signing Day.
I do know that, yes.
Running around with all these kids who are making their college choices and stuff. I just wondered what you remembered about when you had done that and what it kind of meant to you.
Picking the college that you're going to go to is probably one of the more stressful things in your life, especially as an athlete, because it gets so competitive, and you have, college coaches who are just unbelievable at recruiting, recruiting you hard. And it's an honor, it's also a responsibility that you're picking the right thing. And sometimes your parents could be rooting for one thing, your friends could be rooting for another. I know in some cases it wasn't my case, but you might have a girlfriend headed to another college. I mean, it gets very tricky. It was an exciting time for me. I chose to go to Boston College. I think my decision came down to Boston College and UCLA, and they're two very different choices. And so I don't envy those guys in that position, but at the same time, I think the best advice that I ever got was from my freshman football coach. He said, the choice that you decide, my freshman football coach told me, your decision on where you go to college isn't the biggest decision that you'll make. Whether you're at UCLA or Boston College, the biggest decisions will be the ones that you make each and every day. Are you going to choose to cheat? Are you going to choose to drink, smoke, steal, cut corners? Are you going to choose to work hard and give it everything you have? And it doesn't matter where you are, if you're making those right decisions, that's what will affect the outcome of your life, not where you choose to go to school.
I don't know, at the end of the season, you were you're saying that you'd be pretty comfortable coming back next year in a support role for Jake Locker, but certainly I think you added that anything could happen after that. Just wondering, you still feeling pretty comfortable in that, or has anything changed in your opinion?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what I said or how I said it. I think for me, I've really enjoyed everything about being here in Nashville. I really like the coaches. I like the players. But every year is a new year, and I think that, you know, on paper, we came into last year feeling like we would be strong. We weren't as strong as we were the year before. And so from my perspective, I think all of us as players, coaches, we need to regroup and do everything that we can so that we have a better year than we had last year. And that's kind of the mode that I'm in right now, just doing everything that I can do to improve myself and therefore improve the team. And we all know, and we said it even going into the last game, this team that plays this last game here against Jacksonville, it won't be the same team next year. We've already seen coaches leave. There'll be some players that aren't with us next year, and then there'll be players, a lot of talent that they try to add from the draft. So every year is a different year for us right now. The coaches and the people upstairs are doing their thing, and players, whether we're here or out of town, we're all working hard to do well this season.
Speaking of the people upstairs, I know this time of year there's always talk of contracts and so forth. Since you'll be going in probably next year's number two, I wonder if the topic of changing your contract has come up at all.
Well, I mean, that's a topic that comes up pretty much every year for every player. For me personally, my biggest thing, if I could just hang my hat on one thing, I would just want to be on a good team that was not necessarily trying to rebuild, but trying to play the best players and put those players on the field. And, when I came here, some of the things that were really exciting to me about the Titans and this opportunity were, Coach Munchak's, his main statement, hey, be a pro, know your job and do it. And if you do that, the rest of the things will take care of themselves. And, throughout my career, I've been on teams where our philosophy was something like that. There are other years where our philosophy was, it should have been have potential. It was, and so I think from my experience, the teams that I was on that kind of had that, hey, be a pro, be accountable to the guy next to you, know your job and do it. Produce. Those are the teams that had great years. Those are the teams that did something special, that had the opportunity to be relevant in February. And so that's one of the things that was really exciting to me about coming here. And hopefully we can just build on that.
So I hate to prod you again on that, but if the topic of renegotiation comes up, is that something that should be?
Yeah, I would definitely be up for that, for sure. And that topic came up at some point. Again, I'm not in those conversations, but I'm aware of them. And that topic came up, I think, maybe September, October, November, somewhere in there. And I would be excited about the opportunity, because it would be basically, having the opportunity to stay. But again, there's so much that goes into those things. But from my perspective, for sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess I just want to make sure I'm on the same path in terms of maybe if they ask you to cut the salary a little bit.
Well, they're not going to ask it to go up. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But if they do, I'm fine with that also. That works for me too. Whatever, however they want to do that.
Okay. I haven't talked to you since, I guess, Dave Ragone was named quarterback's coach, and also Dowell became coordinator. Officially, what do you think of working with those two guys in different positions?
Yeah, well, it's always a tough thing, shuffling people around, putting people in the best positions. But Dave's a guy that's really impressive up in front of the group. When he installs plays and that kind of thing, he's got a great working relationship with Dal, and so I think we're pretty excited about the opportunity that those guys have as young coaches to make a name for themselves. It's always hard when you let coaches go. And, it's not fantasy football. I mean, these are real people with real families, and you develop actual relationships with them. And so You know, it's hard when there's turnover, and there has been a lot of turnover. And as players, I think you feel like, hey, we let those guys down, those guys that, you know, were our coaches and mentors and friends. So, but at the same time, you're happy for the opportunity that two young coaches will have. Again, an offensive coordinator and a quarterback coach that are both younger than me, which is not the first time that this has happened. But it usually makes for good, stimulating, fresh ideas, creativity, willing to try stuff that's new. So, you know, hopefully that's a great thing. And again, it's just all about teamwork, whether it's the guys on the field or it's the coaching staff. I think teamwork's really the key.
If you were making the choice on CJ, I think the deadline's Friday. I think it's $9 million bonus they have to decide on. Would you say, hey, he's the kind of player who's worth it too?
Oh, yeah. You know, so much goes into that, so I don't really know. You said Friday?
Yeah.
Usually if it's you and your contract, you're aware of it. Otherwise, like, you're not so much aware of it. I think the hard thing, and sometimes as a player, you try not to get too emotionally attached to other people's situation, because when your friends get cut or released, which happens all the time, you know, it's tough. It's tough. And it's tough. There's certain times of the year, whether it's training camp or whether it's, you know, during the season when there's an injury or an injury settlement, or like at this time in the off season, or maybe right after the draft. As a player and as a player, like a spouse of a player, you kind of know when those times are. And so recently this month was kind of the coach's time, when if there's going to be a change, there is. And so it's tough. I think emotionally you almost don't get too attached or too into it, because, you know, it would just be a roller coaster all the time.
I know Mike Munchak mentioned it, but Steve Hutchinson at least given some thought to retiring. I know you're good friends with him. Have you talked with him at all?
Yeah, he's been kind of in the group of guys that I've been working out with. He's working out really hard. I know for him, you know, the position that he plays is so physical. And, you know, for him, it's going to be one of those situations where, you know, are they going to work with me? You know, with that kind of thing. And I would assume that that played a part in his coming here to Tennessee, understanding that he's got a head coach in Mike Munchak who understands what it's like to play the position and what it takes to be successful. And sometimes you have people that don't fully understand that and don't help you take care of your body, help you be your best on Sunday. And so if there was any team that he would play for, it would be this team, I'm sure.
So it sounds as if he's still
hurt. I mean, he's working out really hard for nothing otherwise. So he looks really good to me. So, okay.